own 1992 Vanier Cup champion Tim Pendergast, Kingston's own. He actually still coaches with the Holy Cross Crusaders here in town. Just some of many of the outstanding Hall of Fame inductees. There is a celebration-like atmosphere at Richardson Stadium, and we have got a great turnout on a beautiful day for some football action. We are going to get the result of the opening coin toss momentarily. If you are just joining us, no Justin Pace on the defense today. So we'll see how the Gales can rise and recover from that. Number 33, Brandon Spence, will be starting in his stead. I expect we're going to see more of that dime formation from the Gales defense. Five, maybe even six defensive backs on the field with this York spread offense. So we could see another very explosive day full of highlights. Queens has won the toss and chosen to defer. So, folks, we are moments away from kickoff. I do want to thank our title sponsor for this season, the Grad Club, for also sponsoring our pregame show. The Grad Club is a beloved local institution, an integral part of the Kingston arts community. It'll be open for Queens football games. Get the TV on the feed, get the CFRC audio over the sound system. Perfect way to enjoy game day. And I hope you at home are enjoying the early stages of game day here. We are going to see the Queens kickoff team make their way onto the field momentarily. Last week in Waterloo, the Gales were dealing with 40-mile-an-hour winds. So the first and third quarter, there were some kicking troubles because, a 40-mile-an-hour headwind or a 40-kilometer-an-hour headwind is not fun to work with. Today, we do have a wind coming in off the Lake Ontario side, so blowing towards the Stu Lang Pavilion. But it's not as intense as last week, so I think it'll be a pretty negligible difference or impact on the kicking and passing games. This Queens kickoff unit, outstanding performance last week, picking up a rouge, but also doing a great job of limiting Waterloo's explosive return game. I was particularly impressed by number 54, DJ Ryan, but also number 35, Jace Baldwin, who has been a tremendous presence on the kick coverage team. We also saw him, make his first real punt return action last week. Had a bit of an oopsie, a fumble in the third quarter, but otherwise looks solid. We'll see if he is more involved in the return game this week as well. Also worth noting for the Gales, no Matt Camillo. Not sure why he's absent today, but he is out of the lineup, so number 83, Ashton Watson, will take his place. The Lions will have two very talented returners back. Number 7, Cairo Berry, is their primary. And Malik Gagne-Smith, more of a punt return specialist, but he is back as well. So we will see the York offense on the field once this kickoff is processed. Another first-time suit up for the Gales is somebody on this kickoff team, number 32, Kalawa Odie from Winnipeg, Manitoba, his first dress of the 2025 season, first dress of his Gales career. We've also got some new names in number 90, Lucas Durant, defensive end, making his first dress appearance of the season, and the second time we've seen Tom Nitschke in the lineup on defense. Offensively, no new names to highlight. This is the kind of unit they've been rolling out throughout most of the season. And that has been, knock on wood, a strong suit for the Gales this year. They have had very little in the way of injury struggles, certainly compared to last year. We're going to hope that stays the same. You hate to see any team go through those injury issues. I know Guelph is struggling with some pretty profound injuries, would explain their slow start to the season. We'll be in Guelph next weekend for the penultimate game in the Gales' regular season. Here we go. Tyler Mullen is on. This kick will be fielded by Malik Gagne-Smith at the 7-yard line. He is trying to cut it back middle. He finds little space, and he's going to get pushed out of bounds by, guess who? Number 54, DJ Ryan. Physical play there from the Queens linebacker / rush end, kind of a hybrid defensive classification. We have got the York offense on the field. Number 17, former conference all-star Keegan Hall at quarterback. And doesn't look like he has much in the way of run support. It is indeed a spread formation. We've got six receivers on the field for York. Two on the short side, right-hand side, four on the left. As Hall is making some audibles at the line, he is going to drop back to pass. Hall looking over the middle, caught and tackled up immediately by number 33, Brandon Spence, wasting no time in making his name today, filling in for number 44, number 33 with a great read and wrap tackle. Short gain there for the Lions, setting up second and seven from right around their own 27-yard line. Same spread formation, albeit with three receivers a little more bunched up on the right. Hall is going to shovel pass it, and that is going nowhere fast. A great play there by number 55, Stephen Capea, and number 52, Oliver Jackson. Good two-man effort to create a two and out on the very first drive of the game. OJ and Stephen Capea teaming up there. So we've got a punt situation. Number two, Russell Weir, back deep to return for the Gaels. This punt from the York Lions wouldn't surprise me to see a safety being surrendered. The punter is at his own 10-yard line, but he is indeed going to punt it. A high arcer. It looks like it is going to hit just past the 45. Russell Weir, great form tackle there from the Lions coverage team. Weir with no gain on the return. Number 22, Riley Berfalo. Great tackle there. This is a much improved Lions team, folks. This is not the York Lions of 2023. This is a team fighting for their playoff lives, and they are going to be hungry today in our first quarter, brought to you by the Grad Club. More on that momentarily. Jared Kasari in the backfield. Three receivers and an H-back on the right-hand side. That's Mateo Tuioti in at H-back. Preston Martin in single coverage on the left. 0-0 ball game here, 13 minutes to go in the first quarter. Hand off to Kasari, pursued from behind. He will fall forward on the left-hand side for a decent gain on first down, moving him past the great Paul Coryell for fourth on the program's all-time rushing list. That will set up a second and five for the Gaels. Not quite as exciting as his first touch last week, but still a good gain there on first down from Jared Kasari. We've got trips on the right-hand side. Preston Martin in single coverage on the left. Big Liam Silverson in at H-back, which makes me think this may be, yes, a quick pass to Jared Kasari on the right-hand side. Kasari's got two men marking him. He breaks it right. He picks up a first down. He goes out of bounds on the York side of the field. Simple pass and catch there from Alex Braken to Jared Kasari. But that will move Queens just over midfield. First down of the ball game goes to the Gaels. Still 0-0. They are on the York 53-yard line. We have got three receivers on the left-hand side and H-back Mateo Tuioti giving a heavy run fit unless they're going to counter it back to the short side of the field. It's going to be a quick hitter over the middle to Jack Ashby Jacobs. Jack Ashby Jacobs! Some fancy feet moves, putting you in a trance as he picks up a great gain on first down. Looks like they'll give him about eight or so, setting up a second and two for the Gaels. I thought they were going to break that further left, but Jack Ashby Jacobs just slips behind coverage over the middle, made one man miss, and picked up a great gain on first, giving the Gaels a wide open playbook on second and short. It's going to be a handoff to Jared Kasari. Jared Kasari will pick up a first down. He spins through contact, somehow stays on his feet. Jared Kasari, too strong, too fast, 2-9. Picking up his second first down of the drive. Great play there from Jared Kasari. Gaels are on the move. First and 10 coming up from the York 32-yard line. First Queens possession, still a 0-0 ball game. Braken has got three receivers on his left-hand side, two on the right. He's going to drop back. Over the middle, Cedric Smith! Oh, just incomplete. Popped off the shoulders of a Lions defender and fell harmlessly to the turf. So it's going to be a second and 10 from the York 32. Alex Braken, very nearly a big play, very nearly a turnover, one of those true 50-50 outcomes. The ball was where it needed to be, but the coverage was maybe just a little too tight on that one. So second and 10 from the York 32. Three on the left, single coverage for Jack Ashby Jacobs on the right. Draken under pressure. He's throwing this one to the end zone, but Preston Martin is unable to haul that one in. So it'll be a field goal situation. Tyler Mullen on to try and reach the 50 field goal plateau. This one will be probably about a 40-yarder, maybe 41 for number 42. So a good opening drive by the Queens offense. But the York D holds. So the most they can give up here is three. It'll be a 39-yard attempt from the middle of the hash marks, so dead center with the wind at his back. Snap is good. And that is a great kick from Tyler Mullen as he hits field goal number 50 of his illustrious Queens career. Well, let me tell you a little bit about our first quarter sponsor, the Grad Club. Looking for the perfect lunch spot on campus? Do you want somewhere that's casual, comfortable, and affordable? Then head on down to the Grad Club at 162 Berry Street. With a warm, inviting atmosphere and outstanding food and beverage options, the Grad Club will both fill your belly and lift your spirits. Follow at the Grad Club on Instagram to get the latest and greatest deals and offers. 3-0 here at Richardson Stadium. First and 10 for the York Lions at their own 35. A two and out on their first drive. Gale's promising drive ends with two incompletions and a Tyler Mullen field goal. Melchus Alunga in the backfield for the Lions. Play action pass. Hall under pressure. The juice is loose. Oliver Jackson tracks down the outstanding Keegan Hall. OJ putting the squeeze on the Lions veteran quarterback there. Great play from number 52. It'll be a second and very long. Oliver Jackson, he has been so good all season long, but he takes it to another level here at Richardson Stadium. Second and 17 or so, as number 17 for the Lions was taken down for the first sack of the ball game. It is going to be a pass situation. He's under pressure again. He gets this one off. And it's very nearly a first down, but it will be short. Number 14, Jared Seaway, in coverage on the right-hand side. We do have number 91, Eric Johnston, taking a knee on the turf. He did go down during that play, hoping it's nothing too serious. Well, Johnston is tended to by the outstanding training staff. Let's throw to a word from the Grad Club.
Looking for the perfect lunch spot on campus? Do you want somewhere that's casual, comfortable, and affordable? Then head on down to the Grad Club at 162 Berry Street. With a warm, inviting atmosphere and an outstanding set of food and drink deals, the Grad Club will both fill your belly and lift your spirits. Follow at the Grad Club on Instagram to get the latest and greatest deals and offers.
And we're back, folks. Thank you for joining us on Gale's Game Day. It's Jesse Bell on the call here in the booth at Richardson Stadium. If you're just joining us, it's a 3-0 ball game. The Gales defense forcing a second two and out. Number 91, Eric Johnston, is on the turf, but he's making his way off the field with a little assistance from the training staff. An integral part of this Queens defense. During media day on Thursday, head coach Steve Snyder said that Johnston is having the season of a lifetime. He is so important to this Gales run defense in particular, so we're hoping we can get him back into the lineup here with little time wasted. He looks to be moving a little better already. So Russell Weir back deep to return on the punt here. 3-0 ball game, 8.5 minutes to play here in our first quarter of football action. High snap, but Nathan Walker does get a hold of it. We're going to catch this just over the 25-yard line. Russell Weir getting loose, making two men miss, but going down at the 36, so it'll be a first and 10 for the Gales. Good play there from Russell Weir. The Queens offense, first drive, a couple first downs before being stopped short at about the York 32-yard line. Tyler Mullen hitting the 50th field goal in his outstanding Queens career. Vrakin has got a heavy set on the left-hand side. That is three receivers and big number 87, Mateo Tuioti, who's going to motion in. He's either going to block or slip out for a pass. Pass to Russell Weir. Russell Weir gets the offense in the clear. His first down of the ball game. So Queens moving here, just shy of their own 46, 47-yard line. First and 10, 3-0 ball game here. We got Logan Walton and Russell Weir on the left-hand side. Nathan Falcone and Jack Ashby Jacobs on the right. These are four very explosive players in the slot. Vrakin dropping back. He's going to scramble for more time. He's going to sling it to Jerry Kasari, but a little too much on that ball. Kasari has it careen harmlessly out of bounds. Passing offense not quite clicking on all cylinders yet. Some good gains, but a couple drops here. Setting up a second and 10 from the Gales' 48-yard line. The other games in the OUA today so far have been blowouts. I will have likely final scores by the time we reach halftime, but Western and Laurier are going to win their games and remain undefeated. Queens trying to move to 4-2. Hand off to Jared Kasari. Jared Kasari cutting right, cutting it back over the middle. First down, Jared Kasari. How good has number 29 been over the last 2.5 weeks? Over 500 yards between Toronto and Waterloo, and it looks like he could be in for another signature yard-eating performance here today. Gales back in York territory. It'll be first and 10 from the Lions' 50-yard line. Two in the slot and a receiver split out wide on the right. Logan Walton in single coverage on the left. Vrakin hands it off to Jerry Kasari up the middle. Hard charging run from Jerry Kasari. I think the ball is out, though. And I think the Lions may have this one. Yes, indeed. So the Gales shooting themselves in the foot early here as this drive ends about 10 yards shorter than the last one did, but with no points being added to the Gales scoreboard. So it'll be first and 10 York from about their own 43-yard line. So a fumble there. We have seen some fumble issues from Kasari in the past. He had a very costly one in the season opener against Western. Had been good otherwise until today, but that is going to be points left off the board. And we'll see how this defense can respond and rebound. 3-0 here at Richardson Stadium. York hanging tough. A much maligned defense, much improved over last week's performance, at least so far so good. The Gales, their defense has been led by their front four. We had Oliver Jackson and Stephen Capea collaborate on a tackle for loss. And then OJ on first down during York's last drive picked up his first sack of the ball game. We've got Tristan Burrell, Eli Bennett, and Oliver Jackson out there, three-man defensive front. As the Gales have got, let's see, five defensive halfbacks and a free safety out there. So the Gales clearly respecting this prolific York passing game. We've got Keegan Vanek and Ian St. Arnaud quickly congressing as we have a minor break in the action here. Tyler Mullen's 50th career made field goal, putting him just 7 back of the Queens record held by Nick Libertor. The only points during the game today as Queens jumps offside. This is going to be a free play for York. And they're probably just going to accept the penalty and take a 1st and 5 as the defense jumps early. So 1st and 5 coming up for the Lions here at their own 48-yard line. Queens just a bit too overzealous on the snap there. So that'll put them behind the 8 ball to start this drive. First and five from the 48. Melchus Alunga in the backfield. We have three receivers on the right-hand side. Definitely looks like more of a run fit from the Lions here. The only handoff they've had was tackled for a loss, and this one will be the same. Met originally by DJ Ryan and then stopped up by the rest of this Queens defense. An option handoff to Melchus Alunga went nowhere fast as it brings up a second and five. Tristan Burrell doing a great job getting in there and disrupting things as well, making the play so DJ Ryan and Oliver Jackson could make the tackle. Queens switching back to a four-man front here. Second and five from the York 48. Two receivers on the right, three on the left. Keegan Hall directing traffic, trying to pick up York's first down of the ball game. Here we go. It's going to be a play-action pass. And it is incomplete as the Queens defense holds. York will have to punt this one away for the third time today, albeit their best starting field position for the punt. Queens offense struggling a little bit with finishing drives. Some good work leading up to it. But all Swedish, no finish so far. Nathan Walker on to punt this one away for the Lions. Russell Weir still your primary punt returner. Last week it was Jace Baldwin. Today we've got number two for the Gales. Alex Tuck very nearly got in and blocked that punt, but it will be caught by Russell Weir. Bit of a bobble, re-secures it. He is looking for any kind of space, but he will find very little. We do have a flag down in the punt area, so where the ball was punted from. I wonder if it's unnecessary roughness or holding on the Gales, which if it is, will set them another 10 yards back. Yes, indeed, penalty on the Gales, so they will start this drive on their own 10-yard line. Mental mistakes here early on for the Gales. Let's see what they dial up here. First and 10 from their 10, 3-0 the score with 4.5 minutes to play in our first quarter of football action. Ethan Dahl, your tailback here, definitely more of a power or jumbo run formation. Wouldn't surprise me to see them sling it, though. Will be a handoff to Ethan Dahl, and Ethan Dahl is met immediately, but manages to churn his legs and at least pick up something there on first and 10. It'll be second and 8 for the Gales. If they don't pick up the first down here, they will certainly concede a safety. We do have a York player down. So let's throw to one more word from our first quarter sponsor, the Grad Club. This is Gales Game Day on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Located in the heart of the Queen's University campus, the Grad Club is a premier destination for concerts, events, and private gatherings in the city of Kingston. The Grad Club and its staff pride themselves on creating a safe and inclusive space for all. Interested in booking your next event, function, or study group? Head to thegradclub.ca for more information.
And we are back, folks. This is Gales Game Day on CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. It's a 3-0 ball game, but it is 2nd and 7 from the Queens 13 for the Gales. Only points of the ball game from kicker Tyler Mullen. Vraken is going to drop back to pass. He is going to sling it over to Ethan Dahl. Ethan Dahl cuts it in, falling forward for first down yardage. They love hitting those running backs on those extended pass plays. Vraken worked through his progressions, scrambled around, got a better angle, and learning his lesson from the Jared Kasari incompletion, took a little bit off this ball to make it a bit more catchable for his running back. They're running backs. They're not receivers, folks. Those hands are hard and calloused. Ball will bounce right off sometimes. First and 10. Vraken with a quick hitter to Russell Weir. Russell Weir slicing and dicing through the York defense. Russell Weir, he is over the 50, the 40, the 30. He gets a block. He cuts it back. See ya! Touchdown, Queens! Russell Weir in the clear. for the first 6 points of the ball game. What a nasty play from Russell Weir. My, oh my. Queens up 9-0, breaking it wide open. Russell Weir, the play of a career, going nearly 90 with some outstanding downfield blocking from Logan Walton and Mateo Tuioti. First touchdown of the game, and you're going to be seeing that one later today on CFRC Power Plays, no doubt about it. Russell Weir. What a play. 10-0 ball game here. And Richardson Stadium lets out a collective sigh of relief. Their Gales backed up deep in their own territory. When in doubt, air it out. Number two with touchdown number three this season. As the Gales will kick this one away. We talked about some early execution issues, but that play was run about as flawlessly as can be. And I just love the total team effort we saw. We had 5 or 6 Gales downfield to block for Russell Weir. I don't know how they kept pace with him. One of the fastest guys in Ontario, probably the fastest guy on the team. But an incredible play there. A total team effort from the Queens offense has given them a double-digit lead here, 10-0. Tyler Mullen kicking this one away. Caught at the 4-yard line by Malik Gagne-Smith. He's trying to stretch this one out. Chase Baldwin nearly brought him down, but Malik Gagne-Smith managed to run through contact. Great tackle, though, from number 32, Kalawa Odie. His first appearance for the Gales. Making a great special teams tackle there. Chase Baldwin very nearly brought that York returner down by himself, but he managed to slip out of the fingertip grasp. And if you're curious, big number 91, Eric Johnston, back in the ball game here. He'll be flanked by Eli Bennett and Stephen Capea on the defensive line, so a three-man front here. Unless they're bringing Jalen Grable up as well. He's another one of those hybrid linebacker defensive line players. Looks like he'll be staying in the defensive backfield. So a three-man front with EJ in the middle. Oh, we have a momentary stop in the action. So, give you a word from the Grad Club. Did you know the Grad Club also offers outstanding catering options for your events? They offer a wide variety of meals, including plenty of vegetarian and vegan alternatives. More information on their new catering menu can be found at thegradclub.ca. A little under 3 minutes to go in our first quarter of football action. And we're actually going to get a re-kick. Okay. Albeit, okay, so a penalty on the Lions. So Mullen is going to kick this one from the Gales 50. Rare to see a re-kick. Cool. Okay. So let's do this all over again, shall we? Queens leads by a tenner. I'm struggling. Is it still Queen Elizabeth on the $10 bill? Is she on all the money? You can tell him broke. Caught deep in the York end zone, but it is returnable. Malik Gagne-Smith is going to be tracked down and tackled. Wilson Heslop, the primary on that one, as this drive starts at the York 5. Might have been better to just concede the single there, as the Lions have got their work cut out for them. But as we saw last week with the Gales, a drive starting at the 5 can go 105-4-6. Jared Kasari's record-setting run from this exact location, about 400 kilometers away last week. It's going to be a play-action pass. Very nearly picked off by Ian St. Arnaud. He got his mitts on it, but it popped harmlessly into the air before falling gently to the turf. So second and 10 from the York 5. Eric Johnson got his hands in the passing lane, disrupted the quarterback's cone of vision, and it very nearly resulted in what would have been a pick six for number six. Second and 10 from the York 5-yard line, 10-0 ball game here at Richardson Stadium. Hall dropping back. He completes it. Jared Seaway has the grip, but it is enough for first down yardage, I believe. Oh, they're going to stop him about a yard short, so we're going to see another punt situation. Jared Seaway, good job there from the veteran boundary cornerback. One of the unsung heroes on this defense. Quiet guy, thoughtful guy, outstanding football player, and a really tremendous young man. So York's punter has his heels on the end zone. I suspect we will see a safety. But let's see if they do indeed. Yes, indeed. So it's going to be a 12-0 ball game here, as Queens will get the ball at their own 35 with a minute 40 left on the clock here in the first quarter. A Tyler Mullen field goal and a Russell Weir marathon of a touchdown. Your points prior to that safety. Gales up by a purple bill and a toonie here in the Hall of Fame game on CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. And kind of a natural reset point here. Isaiah Adams is your tailback. Jared Kasari did fumble the ball earlier, and we haven't seen him in the ball game since, as we have got Mateo Tuioti. Actually, sorry, that's Liam Silverson in on the left-hand side to block. But we are going to see a timeout from the Queens offense. Braken, you could see, was a little puzzled, actually more flustered out there on the field. So take the timeout. Better safe than sorry. And folks, after about a minute 20 worth of in-game action, we'll be heading to your second quarter, brought to you by Old Farm Fine Foods. Last home game, we had Jeff and Steve from Old Farm up here in the booth with me, getting a chance to see how the sausage gets made, so to speak. Get a chance to see me on the call. The Gales looking for their first home win of the season, as they came up short in their two contests here. One against the Western Mustangs, an all-time classic, a four overtime thriller. And they lost last home game by not quite of exciting of a margin to the Laurier Golden Hawks. The two top teams in Ontario have given the Gales their two losses this season. Their three wins have come against teams that have combined for a total of three wins. York probably their highest level of competition. Isaiah Adams up the middle, breaking tackles for a first down. Number zero for the Gales, picking up a first down up the gut, as we do have a York player taking a knee on the turf. Isaiah Adams picking up about 13 yards there on his first touch of the ball game. Had a career day last week, 70 yards on the ground and a touchdown. He had a 30-plus yard rip for first down distance. And this Gales offensive line, they have been outstanding all season long, but particularly the last 2 weeks, protecting their quarterback and opening up running lanes so big I could probably sneak and slide through them. That's just how good this veteran unit has been. Thankfully, the York player is making the way off the field under their own power. Nothing serious there. So the Gales currently lead 12-0 with less than a minute to play in our first quarter of football action. We saw an electrifying Russell Weir touchdown, and you know that's going to be on social media later. Just a ridiculous play, total team effort. First and 10 for the Gales from their own 48. Braken dropping back to pass. Under pressure, he's rolling left. He's going to try and get this one to Preston Martin. There is a flag down in the backfield, right from around where Braken threw it. I'm guessing it's a holding call. Probably, yes, indeed. A holding call on the Gales, or maybe a block in the back, illegal use of hands from Mateo Tuioti. It's on Mateo Tuioti. He was the blocker in the backfield. So it'll set up a 20-yard deficit here with 30 seconds in our first quarter. First and 20 from the Queens 38. Great rush there from the Lions defensive line, forcing a Gales penalty. Breaking is going to hand it off to Isaiah Adams. Isaiah Adams breaking right, cutting it back. Isaiah Adams, like a shot, cutting through this York defense like he was fired out of a cannon. First and 20, handed off, no problem. First down, Gales. Isaiah Adams continuing his breakout season. Gets the Gales back into the York side of the field. Our final play of the first quarter coming up here. First and 10 from the York 48. A lot of action at midfield here today. Vraken has got multiple men open. He threw it to Preston Martin, hit him right in the hands, but fell incomplete. And that will be our first quarter of football action, done and dusted. The Gales lead 12-0 here at Richardson Memorial Stadium. This is Gales Game Day on CFRC 101.9 FM, and we'll see you again in just a few moments. Actually, sorry about that, folks. We're just getting... There we go, getting the ball reset there. That's my bad. I was a little quick on the gun there. Well, we have a second. Quickly tell you about our second quarter sponsor, Old Farm Fine Foods. Old Farm Fine Foods at 204 Berry Street is your one-stop shop for the finest farm-to-table ingredients, a la carte meal items, and high-quality frozen meals. Pizza, sausage rolls, sandwiches, and sweet treats await. So don't hesitate to make a date and head down to the farm at 204 Berry Street. It's kind of a quick restart. Don't want to miss the action here, as it will be a second and 10 for the Gales. Alex Vraken's quick hitter to Preston Martin dropped. So Queens will have to dial something creative up here to pick up the first down. We had an outstanding Isaiah Adams run to get Queens onto the York side of the field, albeit just barely. And now we've flipped the field to start the second. We've got trips on the right-hand side for Queens. Jack Ashby Jacobs and Nathan Falcone, your receivers. Mateo Tuioti, your H-back. Vraken is going long, but his pass to Preston Martin falling out of bounds, throwing that one into the wind, so Queens will have to punt this one away for the first time today. A bit of a best and worst type drive there. We saw some of the best of that running offense, and we saw some pretty unfortunate drops there from the receiving core. Passing game, huge touchdown earlier. Running game has been more consistent, more about picking up first downs. Matt Driver on to punt this one away. The snap is a bit low, but Driver will get a good high kick caught at the 11-yard line as the York returner is making some guys miss, but he will be tackled up shortly thereafter, just over the 20-yard line. So it'll be first and 10 for the Lions from about the 23 or so. If you're just joining us, 12-0 ball game. You're tuned in to the sixth game of the 102nd season of Gales Game Day on CFRC. First and 10 from the York 23. It is going to be a passing formation here. We do have Melchus Olunga in the backfield, but it definitely looks like more of a spread formation. Keegan Hall, your starting quarterback. He is looking, but oh my goodness, the juice is getting loose once more. The second sack of the ball game for number 52, Oliver Jackson. What a start to the Hall of Fame game for OJ. His second sack in as many quarters will set up a second and 13 from about the York 16. Pass formation, Keegan Hall dropping back. He's got time, he's got his man, but Jared Seaway is on him like a weighted blanket. And that will generate another two and out. York still yet to pick up a first down with this explosive offense, partially because the Queens defensive line is having their best game of the season. Oliver Jackson is having his best game of the season. And now Nathan Walker is going to have to punt this one away again. The longtime punter for the Lions. In seasons past, they called on him a lot with how good the offense has been this year. Hasn't played quite as much as he used to. Caught just shy of midfield. Russell Weir breaking left, cutting it back, still on his feet. Great return for Russell Weir, tackled up at about the 38-yard line of the Lions, turning not much space into a pretty good gain. Russell Weir has got his offense in great space. Looks like they'll mark it at the 37. Weir has the game's sole touchdown with 12 minutes, 45 seconds to play in our first half of football action. Gales up 12-0. Great starting field position here inside the York 40-yard line. Jared Kasari back in the ball game. We have quads on the right-hand side. Breaking quick hitter to Nathan Falcone. Falcone, following his blockers, takes one heck of a hit, but picks up the first down. Hey, great play there from the York Lions. Good clean hit by that defensive back, but Nathan Falcone does pick up a first down, or just shy of it, my mistake, folks. They gave him 9. Looked like he had it, but that excellent tackle stopped him just short. So second and a little over a yard from the York 29. Vraken with Jared Kasari. Hands it off to Kasari. Kasari through the middle. See ya! Jared Kasari's first touchdown of the ball game has got the Gales up by 3 scores here at Richardson. Jared Kasari's 6th touchdown in 3 games. Don't come any better than that. Just a simple handoff up the middle, ran through one tackle and went untouched the rest of the way. The 21st rushing touchdown of Jared Kasari's career, tying him with Anthony Soles and Brad Elberg. Moving into a 3-way tie for 6th on the all-time program list. And we got a lot of time left here, folks. Gales up 19-0 after a great run through the heart of the Lions defense by number 29, Jared Kasari. Second quarter brought to you by Old Farm Fine Foods. More on Old Farm in just a moment. Let's get this kickoff tallied first, though. York putting up a good fight, but Queens starting to pull away here with still lots of time to play in our first half of football action. But the Gales, their defense especially, has looked outstanding. The Queens defense has struggled at home this season, giving up 45 points plus points to Western and I believe, 42 to Laurier. So far, 0 to York. This kick is caught just over the 10-yard line. Jalen Grable forces him in, and DJ Ryan just gives him a little shoulder check to take him down. Great play there from the Smash Brothers. Jalen Grable cutting off the outside angle. DJ Ryan cutting off the returner. And that'll set up a first and 10 from about the 26-yard line of the Lions. Melchus Olunga, your tailback. Two receivers on the right, three on the left. We have the emergency helicopter flying by. It's going to be a pass from Hall. Complete. Short of the first down, but a good gain on first down. Setting up second and very manageable, and that's kind of the way to attack this Queens defense, especially right now with how good the pass rush has been. You need to throw quick, simple passes into the slot. It won't work forever. We saw that with Toronto, but it'll at least give you some yardage and possibly get you points. Second and four from the, looks like, 31-yard line. Hall with a shovel pass blown up by number 33, Brandon Spence. Spence filling in for All-Canadian Justin Pace and doing a great job of it here. He's had a couple tackles already in this ball game, but none better than that shovel pass stopper. So it's another punt situation. York still yet to pick up a first down here. Nathan Walker on to punt this one away. Great punt from Walker. My goodness. Going out of bounds around the 16-yard line of the Gales. One heck of a punt from Nathan Walker. I remember in that 2023 game, I feel like he had 700 yards punting or something because the Queens defense just, well, bushwhacked the York offense. He's definitely getting his mileage in today as well. So it'll be a first and 10 from the Queen's 17-yard line. Great job there by Nathan Walker. Jerick Asari, your tailback, just scored the 21st rushing touchdown of his career to end that last drive. We have two receivers and an H-back on the left. They're going to hand it off to Kasari. Kasari is following his blockers. He absorbs one hit, picks up a good gain on the left-hand side. Sorry, right-hand side on first down, but it'll set up a second and probably seven or so. Maybe eight, depending on how charitable or uncharitable. Second and seven from the Queens 19. We have got Russell Weir and Logan Walton out on the left-hand side. No receiver on the right. Braken is therefore going to look left. Into the flat to Mateo Tuioti, but another drop from this Queens receiving crew today. And that one is going to be a two and out. As we've seen some uncharacteristic concentration mistakes from this Queens receiving room. Drops from Preston Martin and right there, Mateo Tuioti. Usually very sure-handed, very dangerous in space, but you got to get the ball before you can do something with the ball, folks. And now the Gales may choose to surrender the safety as Matt Driver is going to catch this one inside his 10-yard line. We shall see. Yes, indeed, Queens will give up two. So it's a 19-2 ball game. As Matt Driver runs that one into his own end zone. So Keegan Hall and the York Lions will take over on their own 35-yard line after a two and out from the Queens offense. We've seen fireworks, but we've seen inconsistency so far today. Whereas Western and Laurier took care of business in the first half of their games and, well, pretty much made it without any reasonable doubt, ended those games before half. Gales playing the best team of those three, trying to do the same here. Quads on the right-hand side. Play action pass. Walker throws that one up. Oh, Keegan Vanek got a hand on it, but couldn't bring a second to secure it. We've had a lot of close calls from this Queens defense. There is a flag down in the York backfield. And it looks like it is on the Gales. So York's first down of the ball game comes thanks to penalty yardage. Interference. Interesting. Not really sure on who, but that is the call that has been made. So it's 19-2 with a little under 9 minutes to play here in your first half. And York is approaching midfield for the first time today. Hall under pressure. He's got DJ Ryan, and DJ Ryan is just milliseconds away from the sack, forcing an incompletion. Hall flushed out of the pocket, takes a hit. And it'll be second and 10 from the York 50. The Queen's pass rush has been so formidable today. We've got four receivers now on the left. One receiver in the slot, one out wide on the right. Multiple men in motion for Keegan Hall, directing traffic. It's going to be a pass on second and 10. Hall over the middle. Caught and close to a first down. CJ Vincent. But it is going to be short. And it is going to be, looking to see, a punt again. Nathan Walker on to kick this one away. So York picks up a first down, albeit with a little bit of assistance from the folks in the striped pajamas. And keep your eye on a fake punt here around midfield. This is certainly the time to go for it. We'll see if we get a punt or a snap to one of those up backs. It is going to be a punt. And it's a good one. Caught inside the five, so it's going to be first and 10 from the 4 yard line. As the Queen's offense, moments of brilliance, but some execution errors have mired them a bit in the muck here. And they're going to start this drive inside their own five. Just looking to see who our starting tailback for this drive will be. In short yardage situations, it's often Ethan Dahl, and in goal line situations, either yours or theirs, it's Ethan Dahl. And it will indeed be number 28. It's going to be a handoff to Ethan Dahl. Ethan Dahl bounces off one tackle. My goodness. Ethan Dahl absorbing contact and picking up a great gain on first down. Setting up second and about two. So this will be a second and two from around the Queen's 13. Ethan Dahl, hard-nosed run on first. May go back to him on second. We've got two receivers on the left-hand side. Mateo Tuioti coming in to block. Good thing he does. Dahl, such an aggressive runner, picks up a first down there. Drop the shoulders, churn the legs, give your team some much-needed breathing room. It'll be first and 10 from about the 17-yard line, 18-yard line of the Gales. Dahl still in the ball game. Breaking, moving some pieces on offense. Liam Silverson, big number 88, in at H-back. Mateo Tuioti flanking him on the right-hand side. Breaking quick hitter to Preston Martin. There you go, Preston Martin. Nice pass and catch to get the Gales close. Setting up another second and short. It's a 19-2 ball game here at Richardson. Queens has got about 3.5, maybe 4 yards to go here on second down. It'll be a second and short from the 25-yard line. And it'll be another handoff to Ethan Dahl. And Ethan Dahl gets a little vertical there to pick up a first down. Seeing those low tackles coming, Ethan Dahl launches himself up and over and finds a first. 19-2, 5 minutes and 20 seconds to play in your first half of football action. It's going to be first and 10 from the Queen's 29, a drive that started on their 4 yard line. Fraken has got two receivers and Cedric Smith in the slot. He's switching with Mateo Tuioti. Multiple men in motion. Handoff to Ethan Dahl. Oh, play action. Great play action play there from the Gales. They had me fooled. Imagine how the defense felt. Break into Jack Ashby Jacobs. First down Gales. First and 10 from their own 40-yard line. This Queens offense is moving here. 19-2 ball game. Breaking hands it off to Ethan Dahl, and this time York was ready. Dahl is tackled up either right at the yard line of scrimmage or a yard behind. Looks like it'll be about a yard behind, so second and long. The York defense not biting on that one, as it was Sterling May, number 4 for the Lions, who came in for the TFL there. Freakin has got 3 on the left, Jack Ashby Jacobs in single coverage on the right. I feel like he might be going to Cedric Smith here. Instead, it's a handoff. Ethan Dahl running hard, but will be stopped up short, as he will be about a yard shy, and the Gales may go for this. It looks like they are going to go for this. But no, they will send the punt team out instead, much to the chagrin of the tricolor faithful here at Richardson Stadium. Still, good drive there, picking up over 40 yards, getting the Gales out of their own end zone and giving them a chance to flip the field. This is Gales game day on CFRC, approaching the 4 o'clock hour, 19-2. Gales ahead here by 3 scores. Good snap from Ben Walker. Driver's punt going to bounce at the 30-yard line. And the returner will be tackled out not far after that. So this Queens defense has been absolutely feasting so far. And on the note of feasting, let's hear from our second quarter sponsor, Old Farm Fine Foods.
Sports fans, why don't you come on down to Old Farm Fine Foods, Old Farm, downtown Kingston at the corner of Berry and Clergy Street. Open Monday to Friday, 8 to 6, and Saturdays, 10 to 5. And don't forget to check out our Instagram at Old Farm FM.
And we're back, folks. This is Gales game day on CFRC. Gales currently lead 19-2. We've seen some good from the offense. We've seen some bad from the offense. But the defense has been consistently dominant so far. 2 sacks in the ball game for Oliver Jackson. And we still have 3 minutes and 15 seconds to play in our first half. Jackson could be in for a historic day. As the Queens defense, the only first down conceded so far was a penalty. Otherwise, they have kept York in check. The Queens offense, 1 long touchdown from Russell Weir, about a 35 or so yard touchdown from Jared Kasari. But otherwise, York has done a good job keeping that Queens offense in check. It'll be first and 10 from the York 26. Hall has got 3 receivers on the right, 2 on the left. Empty backfield. Spread formation as we approach the 3-minute warning. He's going to fire a quick hitter in space. And there you go. That is the first down of the ball game generated by the offense. And also the 3-minute warning. So it'll be first and 10, York. Just over the 40-yard line. Gain of about 11 or so. So first and 10 from the 37. Sorry about that, folks. They moved the ball spot on me. Another pass formation for Keegan Hall, looking left this time. Caught, but tracked down by Keegan Vanek. So that'll set up a second and about 6, a quick wrap tackle from number 26 as York has got to try and take advantage of a quick passing game here as Keegan Hall has not had much time to work with thanks to this aggressive Queens pass rush. Quads on the left, two receivers on the right. Passing formation for Keegan Hall. Second and about five from the 43. That one is complete. And the York Lions, for the first time today, are on the Queens side of the field. A completion on the right-hand side has got York threatening here.